The Cybercrime Wire Weekly Roundup is brought to you by Deloitte Cyber. From A Touch in New Jersey, I'm Scott Schober, author of Hacked Again. Here are this week's top cybercrime stories. Denver suburb won't cough up $5 million to unlock Wheat Ridge's municipal data and computer systems in a ransomware attack that closed City Hall. Optus has suffered a massive cyber attack with the personal information of its customers stolen. Optus is a large telco that has over 9.7 million subscribers and is working with the Australian Cybersecurity Center to restore from this attack. The New York Racing Association said a cyber attack in June led to the leak of sensitive information from employees and their beneficiaries. The organization had a revenue of more than $226 million last year and is nearly 800 employees. Bosnia and Herzegovina are investigating alleged ransomware attack on Parliament. The wide-range cyber attack crippled the operations of the country's parliament. Users are unable to access the server, and the email addresses and the official website are inactive. Several lawmakers said part of what they were told not to turn on their computers was out of fear ransomware would spread to their device. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Scott Schober, author of Hacked Again. This weekly roundup of the Cybercrime Wire is brought to you by Deloitte Cyber, a worldwide leader in cybersecurity consulting. To empower your clients with understanding and trust for a cyber-powered future, visit Deloitte.com/cyber. For more breaking news, visit cybercrimewire.com.